part one. You're listening to another episode of Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Fuck the shit, fuck the fucking shit, fuck shit, the fuck shit, the shit and fuck shit, fuck the shit, fuck the fucking shit, fuck shit, the fuck shit, the shit and fuck shit.
All right, you know what that means. It's another episode of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're back with episode 59, part 1.
59, part 1, John. And it should be 60, part 1.
Yeah. I can't wait till we do 69, dude. I mean the episode.
Oh, the episode, right. Because I was saying we did that last night. Yeah, queer.
Oh, my God. Anyway, that tune that we start out with all the time, it's by Sons of Butcher.
Sons of Butcher.
Yeah, they're from Canada. They're a Canadian rock band consisting.
It's been a long layoff, John.
I haven't read since the last time. That's the only time I read is during podcasts. They're a rock band consisting of three members, two of whom are brothers. Their band alter egos are the focus of an animated television series developed by SNS Productions, and they're in Canada, and they got, if you go to their website, I think it's www.sonsofbutcher.com, you could see like a trailer. You could actually check out the video for the Fuck the Shit song, but I'm sure everybody has seen it. It's all over YouTube and Google videos, but it's pretty cool. This is their theme song for their TV show. You can actually download the entire first episode soundtrack. You know it's Sons of Butcher. Saw Butcher, Ricky Butcher, and
Doug Bolsky. Their TV show?
Yeah.
What TV show?
It's an animated series. It's like animated bodies with their real heads. It's pretty funny, man. But I want to see if they got something on DVD. They don't yet. They just came out like in 2005, so their first like whatever album is released. You can get it on Amazon.com and stuff, and it has the Fuck the Shit song on there. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
So I dig it. Sons of Butcher is a television show airing Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. and Friday night at 9:30 p.m. and 2 a.m. on the Detour on Teletoon. It is animated using a variety of programs, and one of them, here, I got to do a flip. See, I don't do like you. I do stupid shit like staple my shit together. Put together using Macromedia Flash. The show follows the exploits of three main characters, Saul Butcher, Ricky Butcher, and Doug Borsky, who operate a successful butcher shop called Sons of Butcher Quality Meats in the slums of Steel Town, a city located in an undisclosed part of Canada, modeled after Hamilton, Ontario. So we'll have to ask the Word Whore if she's seen that. Maybe she can slip us an episode to check out.
Oh, slip us an episode. That's a good one, John. You know who else is from Canada? Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
one of my favorite movies of all time, Back to the Future.
No doubt.
No doubt, John.
Me and the kids watched that the other day.
I love that
movie. Well, before they went to Arizona. Yeah.
AZ.
Yeah, they're in AZ, my kids.
So we got a lot of catching up to do there, John.
Yeah. No doubt, Scotters.
Where do you want to start? The Arlington Park gig? Because we're a band, you know, John.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a gig, a pretty big gig, at Arlington Park Racetrack, Party in the Park, Friday.
Well, that was like, I thought for sure it was going to be really bad, because on the way there, I was late. I took the day off from work, cut the lawn, checked my email, and there was all this going on, some shit going down at work, and it's really kind of bringing me down. And I realized I was late, got in the car, started driving over there. And on the way there, I just get to an intersection seconds after a guy gets run over by a gravel truck.
A guy on a bike.
A guy on a bicycle.
Flattened.
Completely flattened. No blood or nothing. Just
full.
Flat.
The gravel truck was full, right?
I don't know. But this dude was flat. And then, you know, we pulled out, we hung out at Rick's for a while. And the girl who was there babysitting his kid saw it too. And I didn't know it was a gravel truck at first. I thought he got hit by a car. But then Rick realized it after he saw the gravel truck still there when we went over to the Arlington Park to set up. And the police had the whole thing taped off, and the bike was still there. The truck was still there. The guy was gone.
The guy's shoe was still
there.
Yeah,
his shoe was still there. They were interviewing the truck drivers, and we assumed he was dead, and he was. I saw in the paper the next day that he died of crushed chest and abdominal injuries.
And, that's got to blow.
Yeah. And he's from Niles, and he was all the way out there.
Well, his last known address was Niles,
right.
John.
Okay, well,
that means he's homeless.
He's riding his bike all the way out there. So, yeah, that was kind of freaky. So that, rattled me.
That rattled you?
Yeah. Yeah, it rattled me a little bit.
Didn't rattle me. Nothing rattles me, John. Nothing.
You liar. Yeah, that's why we did the podcast last week, right?
Right.
We're so unrattled. Unraveled, maybe. Yeah, so the gig went pretty good, I thought, except for your fucking amp.
Fuck that. Let's set up the gig.
It's
at Arlington Park, and what they do is they set us up in a bandstand. What would you call that? A stage?
Stage, yeah.
It has a backstage too, Miller Lite stage. Now. And what we do is we play between races. So the first race goes, they finish, they get the horses back in, and there's roughly 20 minutes in between the next race?
Something like that.
So we play 7 or 8 20-minute sets in between the races. It's a nice gig. It's very relaxed. Maybe 3 or 4 songs per set. And it's easy to nail Nick. It's easy
to nail
Rick down on specifically what songs we're going to play. Of course, he did manage to throw a wrench into the first set.
How'd he do that?
He broke a string. We called out 4 songs. He played the first 3, broke a string. And then he started playing something, and we both looked at each other like, what is this?
Yeah, what the hell is he playing?
So then he played the original 4th song, but by that time I had forgotten what the original 4th song was, and I came in late.
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah, I don't remember what he was playing. I thought it was Long-Haired Guys from England.
Other than that, we did, I thought we did pretty well, and like you were mentioning, my amp went out. It was giving me some problems the practice right before the gig.
Wait a minute. Just that practice?
Yeah, just that practice.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I thought
okay.
that I would get through this gig and then take it to get repaired. But
since December, it's been giving you problems.
But anyway, John, even though I didn't go to the Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts, I am well prepared. Because before I showed up at Rick's house, I stopped at Guitar Center. I picked up some bass strings.
Yeah.
And I picked up a new bass head.
I wonder why.
Well, you know, it's just precautionary.
Just on the top of your head.
In case the bass amp goes out, my primary bass amp.
Whatever.
My SWR, Black Beauty, John.
You fucking liar.
So I pick up the bass head. The Black Beauty goes out on me. I run out to the car. I get the Behringer. We plug that in, and everything was golden.
And I get no credit? I get no credit for needling your ass about, and I mean needling it with my little needle dick.
How dare you ask for credit?
What?
No, of course you get credit.
Skull, fuck you!
Because if anybody else was the drummer, I'd be like, yeah, fuck that. I can deal with it. But because it's John, and I didn't want to hear "I told you so" every day for the rest of my fucking life, I went and got another bass hit. It's the greatest $250 I ever spent.
Oh, my God. Come on. You Peter Puffer.
Peter Puffer.
Well, we had somebody come and see us, man.
Right. You know, and when Lori came and saw us at the Beacon, I looked at her and I was like, who is that? I know that person from somewhere. And then it clicked, you know, hey, that's Lori. That's our listener, Lori. But when this other person showed up, I had never seen this person before. And I'm like, who is that? I've never seen that person. Why is he talking to John? Why is he standing so close to John? That person. And it was, go ahead, John. Tell him everybody who it was.
Stefan C.
Stefan. It's Stefan C.
I know
C,
it is. But nobody will know we're talking about who it is until I say Stefan. Then they'll know.
Right.
You correct.
And
me.
I don't know why, but I completely forgot that he was going to show up to the gig. Now, he had emailed and said, hey, I'm going to be there. And it's so touching, John. This is a guy who comes over to the septic states of America.
Septic states of America. That's out of sight.
For 14 days.
The United Septics of America.
In the midst of the World Cup, where England was still involved. And
yeah.
He extends his trip 2 days just to come see us play.
Yeah.
And hopefully have the potential to hang with us.
How about that?
So he shows up. He does see us play. Mr. Shmuel Benazir for most of the show, so I want to apologize for that. I forgot to apologize to him.
Want to go to HB's? They really grind on you over there.
Right. And then so after the gig, we packed up at 7. We got done by 8,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Or even before that, I don't know.
Before, we were quick.
And we headed over to Rick's place, which is right across the street from Arlington. And Mr. Shmuel took Stefan?
No, my wife.
Oh, your wife took Stefan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing. My wife was at the gig, right?
Right.
And Stefan is at the gig, right?
Yeah, right, right.
So I introduced Stefan to the wife to Stefan. And they...
is it Stefan or Stefan now?
Stefan. And they immediately clicked.
Yeah.
And,
of course.
We really didn't know anything about Stefan before he showed up, other than that he was from the UK.
And I heard your wife's moving to the UK now.
She is?
Yeah.
Why?
She's had it with you, and
oh,
she's
really?
Moving in with Stefan.
Well, no, what happened is, Stefan, this is an educated man, very educated man.
Good-looking man,
he's
too,
good looking.
Isn't he?
He's bright.
Kind of George Clooney.
He's got a good sense of humor. He knows talent when he sees it,
that's
John.
That's right.
And he gave total credibility to Total Talk Nonsense.
Wow.
For the wife.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, because he's a PhD.
Right. He's got like 8 of them.
Eight of them?
Well, he didn't want to get into that. We probably shouldn't even say he's got PhDs. He's just a very brilliant man, John. And instant credibility with the lovely wife. Now what we're doing on Sunday nights, which to her was just getting me out of the house.
Yeah.
Now it's like, wow, this guy flew from the, you know, I had to reiterate to her how important this was.
Oh,
here's a
yeah.
guy flying from the UK, honey.
Oh, she's going to listen now.
He's got PhDs. And he's listening to us. There you have it. Instant credibility.
That's right.
But I think one of the reasons he does listen to
argument,
us.
Argument. What's that? Appeal to authority argument.
Is because
right
when
there.
We were in New Orleans.
Orleans.
At the neuroscience.
Yes, that's right.
Convention.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be at that convention.
Yeah. And you gave the keynote address, right?
Right, I gave the keynote address. So
Nero's.
Oh, and here's the other thing that was really... I picked him up... well, we'll talk about Rick's party first, and then I'll tell you the other eerie thing that happened. But what's really cool about this, and when we got into this podcasting, we did it just to do it, you know,
yeah,
to see if we were any good at it, for yucks, gets us out of the house. But what I never envisioned, John, was actually meeting fans. And when we meet the fans that we've met so far,
yeah,
it's like, even though we don't know them at all,
yeah,
it's like they're brothers
yeah.
and sisters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're the very, there's some sort of a connection there, John. Something that happens.
Well, he says it's like me meeting my mates in the bar.
Right.
In a pub.
In a pub.
With me mates.
All right, so then after we leave, we packed up, we get over to Rick's house.
Yeah.
And there's pizza there. There's Rick is barbecuing some pork tenderloin kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Which looked I like had, which is big, very tasty.
Big, giant cow cocks.
A lot of people show up. It was like 30 people, maybe 40.
Yeah.
Come over.
Yeah, yeah.
And Stefan was there, and John and I got to sit down and chat with Stefan. And, yeah, anything else happened at the party?
I thought he was really cool, man. And he got to see all of Rick's guitars. I don't think you've even seen them.
He got to jam with some of Rick's guitars.
And you haven't even seen them.
Well, I haven't, no. I haven't.
You're in the band and you haven't seen all Rick's guitars. And Stefan
has.
First time meeting us, he gets to see him.
Whoa. That's out of sight, John.
Yeah. Took me a long time to see him, too. It was years.
Well,
finally it was allowed.
But I'm going on 2 years, so.
Yeah. Well, Rick treats mere acquaintances a lot better than he does the people he's known intimately his whole life.
All right. You've mentioned that to me on several occasions.
It's like, get used to it. Nobody gets in.
So that was a blast.
Yeah.
And I took off around 10 or something. I don't know. I think I left right after you left.
I drove him back to the hotel.
You drove him back to the hotel. He was staying at some place right outside the track.
Yeah.
So then I told him, hey, the next morning, Saturday morning, I'm going to be at the hotel 9:30 in the lobby to pick you up. And we're going to watch the World Cup game.
Nice.
Because I don't get it. I don't get the World Cup. And Stefan is going to explain it to me.
You don't understand it.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't see what's the big deal.
You don't get the cable station or?
I get the cable station. Well, not anymore. But so the wife, you know, even though she met Stefan, she's a little suspicious about the whole thing. Like, what's going on? What's really going on? Because she's never listened to our podcast.
Yeah.
So is our podcast some sort of gay, single hookup thing? So she decides she's going to come with me to pick up Stefan.
Do you suck dicks?
That's fine. So I bring the whole family to go pick up Stefan.
No. Yeah.
The fuck you waiting for?
So we pick him up, and the wife was very gracious because we already had other plans. And she canceled all those plans, and she took the kids, went swimming, so Stefan and I could watch the World Cup game.
Nice.
So I took him back to the in-laws. The in-laws were gone, and we watched the World Cup at the in-laws. England against Portugal? I can't even remember.
Yeah.
And England lost. They lost. One of their guys got kicked out, Rooney, for stepping on the crotch of the other guy. And these Portuguese, they get tapped and they fall down in agony.
Oh.
And then they get up like nothing happened. It's unbelievable, John.
And
some people are going to blame, and I still don't understand. You know, I ran into some Aussies over the weekend, and I was talking to them about the World Cup, and specifically this game that I saw. And now this Rooney guy, it seemed that these two Portuguese were pulling on him and, you know, doing some stuff they weren't supposed to be doing. He was getting ticked. He was trying to get the ball. And no call. So finally gets tangled up. One guy falls down. And it didn't look to me like he stamped on the guy's balls, John. From where I was sitting, it didn't look like it was intentional. It looked like he was falling backwards and his heel just hit the guy in the balls. And then the ref stood there and he hesitated and he was like, what's he doing? Is he going to pull the yellow card? Is he going to pull the red card? What is he doing? He's just standing there. He's not really separating the crowd or anything. In the meantime, this Rooney character has to go and push one of the opposing players.
Oh, boy.
So I'm asking these Aussies. I'm saying, hey, was he going to give him the yellow card? And then he pushed the guy. So they're like, oh, okay, I'll give him the red because that's, or was he always going to give him the red for stamping on the crotch?
And right,
I guess we'll never know. Has somebody interviewed the ref? I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't looked at once it was over, it's over.
Right. So Rooney gets kicked out. They end regulation in a tie. They got to go to a shootout. And I guess England hasn't won one of these things in like 50
years.
They're
no good at the shootout.
So they lose that. And it was Stefan was, he couldn't watch. He couldn't even watch. Like right before the kick, he turned his head. He'd look away.
Oh.
And then I'd tell him what happened.
Oh, that's brutal.
So he was pretty bummed about that.
Oh, that sucks.
But these Australian guys I was talking to,
yeah.
They said, yeah, they didn't even deserve to win. I mean, they got the best players in the world, but they had no energy. None.
Yeah.
Just running back and forth, not doing anything.
And then Germany lost.
Yeah, Germany lost, but they took third place, John.
Oh, right. They took third place. And today was the final.
And the final.
Between France and Italy.
And Italy comes out on top, John.
They did.
Yes, Italy won.
Oh, I didn't finish watching it.
It was tied at the end of regulation. It went to one of the penalty shoot-off, kick-off, whatever they call it.
I was watching the Cubs win three in a row, baby.
Whoa. Well, Italy won. And, John, we could really make an argument that the USA team was better than England.
Really?
Yeah, we can. Because England didn't even come close to getting into the World Cup, in my opinion. But the USA, they were one goal away from beating Italy.
Oh, yeah, right.
Remember? Right. And they took that goal away. The refs took it away.
Remember? That's right.
They took that goal away.
That's right.
Some stupid offsides call.
Yeah.
Or else it would have been the US of A winning the World Cup, John. In England, nowhere to be seen.
Well, what else happened, okay? I thought we were on the whole Stefan thing. I didn't know you were going to give a fucking World Cup editorial.
So
Jesus Christ.
Then, after the game, we went and got some lunch. Well, actually, right when regulation ended, we went over to the Beacon.
The Beacon!
And we got some lunch, and we watched the overtime and then the penalty kicks.
How do you like the food?
Loved it. He got one of those big taco shell things with the taco salad or whatever. I don't know what. So then we went to...
You're such a restaurateur.
I took him to Woodfield because he had to get some shoes. So we hung out at Woodfield. We thought about going and seeing a movie, but nothing worked with the schedule because he had to get back to the airport. And so then...
Damn it, I wish I was able to... Fucking meet up with
Woodfield,
you guys.
Woodfield, then we were driving. I took a wrong turn, and I had to go all the way around Woodfield. And I'm like, hey, there's a Hooters right around here.
A whoer?
A Hooters.
Oh.
You know, with the chicken wings and the women
and the
wear
Hooters.
Barely anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but it's no longer there. It's like a Panera Bread now.
No, there's a Panera Bread and Hooters.
At Woodfield?
Yeah, Hooters is still there. It's right on Golf. Right behind the TGI Fridays.
Boy, I didn't see it. Didn't see it at all.
Oh, you fucked up, man. It's still there.
Well, I took him to the Hooters over on Cumberland.
So you did go.
Yeah.
You drove all the way over there.
Well, we had to come back to DP, and then I was going to take him to the airport. And then we just decided to go to the Hooters over there.
Okay.
Over by there.
All right.
Over there. So he got some wings, and we wrapped some more, and... Then,
what'd you rap about?
Everything. You
make
name
it out or what?
No, we didn't make out.
Oh. Stefan, bend over here.
And he sent me some emails since then. We've been in constant contact.
Oh, he probably hates me. He hasn't sent me one.
No.
Not one email.
Doesn't hate you. I mean, you had things to do. You had to go. You had two barbecues, John. And
two.
You had to go golfing. I mean, what's more important than that?
Hey, I had the tee time already set up, man.
And how'd you do anyway?
Pretty good.
And you got this really nice driver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Joe fucked it up.
Joe?
Did I tell you what he did?
Yeah, he put a dent in it.
A dent in my brand new driver. I've used it like three times. Tink! I look at it. What the fuck did you do? Oh, that was there, man. I go, Joe, I got this like, I've used it three times. It's brand new. $300 driver. I'll get you a new one. I'm like, nah, don't worry about it. I got it for free.
Nice.
So, and I hit better with it since it's been dented.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Probably help the aerodynamics of your swing.
Yeah, I had that barbecue, another barbecue, and then I blew off a barbecue to podcast. You know, I figured, okay, I'm going to blow off one of these.
You got to blow off one of them.
And you don't show.
Yeah. Well, we got back
from... So it wouldn't look good if I blew off that and then blew off the other ones.
We got back from out of town Tuesday, right? I said, yeah, we're going to podcast Tuesday. Got back from out of town. We had a little tension over the vacation, me and the lovely wife.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it would be
appropriate.
I didn't think it would be a wise decision to podcast on
Tuesday. You should have brought her over. We could have. You could have aired it out. I would have played Dr. Phil.
And you know the thing is, I mentioned Professor Tom of Kinky Sex a couple, 4 weeks, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah,
yeah. We almost get divorced. Then Stefan comes in, and everything seems great. But then again, we almost get divorced. Now, Paulie B's coming in Thursday and Friday. Should I call my lawyer now, John? I mean, it's almost certain.
Why include her in the whole thing?
Yeah, well, yeah. And, you know, I was thinking of calling, I was thinking of emailing Paulie B and nominating Stefan for Izatwat. And here's why. Because the guy was such a ambassador for the UK and such a gracious not a host, because we were the host. What would you call him? A guest.
Yeah.
Such a gracious guest. And just a pleasure, John. Just an all-around pleasure.
Of the United Septic States of America.
That he set the bar so high for Paulie B and any other non-septic that's coming over here from the UK. That, he could probably be nominated for an Izatwat.
Wow. Did you hear the dog bark?
Yeah.
Somebody must be here.
Oh, we do have some special guests planning on coming over.
Yep. the dog's coming. I'm going to have to try and edit that out.
So what else?
Yeah. Well, you said there was something eerie.
So when I picked him up at the hotel.
Yeah.
I was staying with the in-laws.
Right.
And the address at the in-laws is at 954. Right?
Yeah.
954. When I picked Stefan up, his room number was 954.
Whoa.
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 If that ain't spooky shit, man.
Whoa.
No doubt.
That's some freaky ass shit, man.
What's your fucking point?
That's
weird. Yeah, I don't have one. But...
That is pretty freaky.
Yeah, so we got through our Arlington gig. We got another one coming up June 28th. It's a Friday night.
Next year?
July 28th.
July 28th.
Friday night. It's after the races. It's not during the races. It's after the races, John. That's when that is.
Oh, dude, I got 3 pages of comments.
Comments.
I'll give you one.
We're going to get into comments right now, John?
Yeah.
All right.
Shouldn't we?
Yeah, give us a backing track.
Should we?
All right. Go first.
Let's do the comments. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this one's from Lori. It says, thanks for the birthday wishes. Just remember, you are only as young as the young man you are feeling, or something like that.
Well, that would make me 14, John. Love the show. I love the show, guys, but why 3 different parts? It's so annoying to download. Frosty, IT Radio.
I got, stop talking World Cup. You're talking too much total nonsense. Stick with what you know. Nothing! From Danny72.
All right, Danny72. Episode 59, ? I would like to download episode 59 and vote. But there is no episode 59. What the fuck? Oh, here's your vote, you smacktards.
This is from Grant. Ha 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 ha! Stephen Hawking was the funniest guest ever. He made me laugh so hard that I got a taint cramp. That really hurts. Anywho, you had better get him back on or else...
As usual. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm just concluding.
That's from Grant, right?
Yeah, yeah.
As usual, I am totally devoid of anything witty to say, so I'll just say hi. Bob.
Nice.
And I'm assuming that is Way of the Bob.
I hope so. Your first vote of the month is obviously your most memorable and cherished, so good job. It's from the fan of your number twos. Sorry, your number two fan, Paulie BX from Punky Radio. See you in a fortnight, you weirdos.
And we will see Paulie B this Thursday, John.
That's right.
Just remembered what I had to say. Bring back the poopy song. I don't care if you have no poopy stories. Make some up. Just bring back the song, please.
Nice.
That's from Bob.
Another month, another vault. Great number 58 with Stephen Hawking and his balls. Who is your booking agent from iPod Man?
jizz stain on the blanket of American comedy. That's a compliment. No, seriously, really, it is. Like flicking one off while the soccer is on. So wrong, but it just works. That's from Poet 666D.
Ugh, what can I say? Why isn't more entertainment this good? Submitted by Nobody's 37. And I guess you're out, right?
I'm out.
So I'll run the rest here real quick. Jesus Christ! Still one of my favorite TTN moments, Eric Tomorrow. This one, you guys are so fucking funny. I love listening to your podcast. It's very informational, too. Laugh out loud. Well, sometimes laugh out loud. Bondage Kitty. Bondage Kitty also says you guys rule the podcast airwaves. And then hugs and kisses, as always, John and Scott, submitted by Belle Marie. And last but not least, 4th of July. Have a safe 4th of July. Happy birthday, America, from Bondage Kitty.
Nice. And our special guest is set up. He's at the far, Mike John, if you remember which one that is.
Yes.
If you'd like to give an introduction to our special guest.
Well, we got Special Ed here, right?
Good day, all.
There he is, Special Ed.
Here, I am back, live.
Live.
Are you talking in the mic?
I am now. How's that? Am I closer now, Bob?
Yes, so you sound fantastic.
So, Special Ed, what brings you to TTN 59 Part 1?
I was in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
And I thought, hey, why not go see my good friends?
Just
why
not? Stop in and say hello.
That's right. I know that. Every day like this, you have a podcast, so why not?
Well, that's out of sight. Now, Special Ed, I got a quick question for you.
A quick?
Because we haven't had a chance to talk in a long time.
I know. I missed you.
Now, in the news, they were going to amend the Constitution of the United States of America, Special Ed, to outlaw defamation of the American flag. Now, where do you stand on that, Special Ed?
I stand. That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
That is a representation of our country and our troops and our right to do freedom.
And our right to do freedom. So
that's right. Burning the flag is a bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
It is
but
bad.
Should we amend the Constitution to make defamation of the flag illegal, is the question.
I say aye.
You say yes?
Wow.
Yeah. And there you have it, folks. The Bush Apologist Special Ed coming in strong on flag burning.
So you're against freedom of speech.
I am all for freedom of speech, but the flag is it's like shooting an eagle. It's like shooting a fucking
it's
eagle.
Like shooting an eagle.
It is, man. It's the same damn thing.
You mean in golf?
Huh?
In golf? Shooting an eagle?
No, the bald eagle.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't think it is.
It's the same damn thing.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. It's fucking horrible.
Horrible.
Why would somebody do
horrible.
Some shit like that?
It's Jesus Christ,
John. Goddamn ridiculous. I am all totally agree with you. A Brazilian percent.
A Brazilian percent.
It's ridiculous.
Have we ever figured out what a Brazilian
stupid.
Is?
But what's even more ridiculous, John,
yeah.
is to amend the goddamn Constitution.
That's right.
To outlaw burning the flag.
Yeah.
Or... And just get this, how would the law even work? Defamation of the flag, what is that? What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
To defame it?
To defame it. So I can't wear my American flag boxer shorts anymore? Because I'm going to shard in them, maybe? Is somebody going to drag me before? Somebody drag me before a judge for that? I don't know.
No.
Who knows?
Now, Scott, I don't agree with that part of it. You know, that whole part of it, just moral decency, don't burn the flag. It's a reputation of... who you are, freedom of the country, freedom of speech, freedom of everything we do.
No, it's not. A piece of fucking cloth is no
representation. It's a
representation.
It's like
a
bird.
It is not.
It's got feathers and blood and all that kind of crap.
It is not.
Shooting the same thing.
It's not.
It is.
Not.
It is.
It's not.
It's not. The flag is much more bigger than that. The flag and what it represents, it's much more better. it's way bigger. It's untouchable. You can't touch what the flag represents. Even if you remember watching The Grinch That Stole Christmas?
Yes.
And he stole everything, but they still gathered around the
spirit,
circle.
Yes.
The spirit of Christmas still,
yes.
You couldn't take it away. It's the same thing with the flag. The problem is that the whole freedom thing, freedom of speech dies with an amendment to outlaw burning the flag. You're right. You have the right to be offended, and people have the right to offend you. That's just the way it is. That's part of our rights, freedoms. But as soon as you take that away by burning the flag, it's no longer freedom of speech. Then it becomes
whatever,
you know,
is offensive.
Secular reasoning. It doesn't make any sense.
And then I'm sure TNT offends some people. Are we going to be in jail because some people find us offensive? No.
You might.
Come back at us with the freedom to speech. Freedom to speak freely.
And you laughed at me. The freedom to speak. No, what I'm saying is that, it's totally stupid. It's, why would you do that? And actually, Penn Jillette had a really good comment, and it was somebody emailed this into him, but I've heard this before. Who is the more patriotic? The person that's trying to burn the flag, the guy that's trying to stop him from burning it, or the guy who's defending his right to burn it? Who's the patriot? And Penn Jillette said, the guy selling the red, white, and blue hot dogs in front of the whole thing watching the event.
Right, it making a buck.
Yeah, the capitalist. So, that's where we stand on that. I think it's ridiculous. It's just another bullshit issue to cover up all the other crap that's going on. It's a waste of time.
All right, then. So, we've welcomed Special Ed with open arms.
But I totally agree with that. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is a symbolic. It's symbolic, but there should be no law against it.
Right.
You know, if you're pissed at the person and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you, stupid? Don't buy the guy's products. Boycott him. Walk around with a picket sign in front of his store and go, don't buy any of this fucked up flag burning asshole stuff.
Right.
But I don't want the government we don't need the government for shit like that. We can handle that shit on our own. I don't mean go beat the guy up or anything, but you know, hey, some people have those t-shirts, you know, that with a flag on them and say, try to burn this flag.
I got one. I have one right now.
Are you
got
wearing
a flag on?
He's wearing a flag.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sweating all over it.
Does it say on it, try to burn this flag, motherfucker?
No, it says USA 2003.
Nice.
It says squeeze me.
Ooh.
Oh, I guess it's okay to use a flag to make a buck. That's defaming it, isn't it? It's blasphemous. It's like using the Lord's name in vain.
Right.
Right. That was a stretch.
How are we doing on time?
Okay,
there,
that's enough. Well, we don't have any more time now.
No time? We're out of time?
No, we got 3 minutes.
All right, we can play some shit or shinola.
Shit or shinola.
You ever play shit or shinola, Ed?
I love
shit
it.
Shit
right.
Or shinola. Let's
quick
play
shine,
some shit or shinola music.
Give me a shit or shinola backing track. I'm going to read a statement to you. You got to tell me whether it's shit or shinola. Okay, first statement. As many as 30 million American men are clinically impotent, unable to achieve or sustain an erection. 30 million American men. Is that shit or shinola?
I would say shinola.
John, what would you say?
Shinola.
Shinola it is, according to Dr. John Mulcahy of University of Indiana. An expert on sexual dysfunction, by the mid to late 50s, 1 in 4 men are impotent. By the mid 60s, it is half. By the mid 70s, it is most. Isn't getting old great, John?
Yeah.
Next one. The United States has more murders per capita than any country in the world. Shit or shinola?
Wait, read that again.
The United States has more murders per capita than any country in the world.
Shinola.
Special Ed?
I'll say shinola.
It is total shit. Colombia is first on the list with 0.63 murders per 1,000 people. The United States is way
down.
Oh,
sorry, I fucked up.
In 24th place with 0.04 murders per 1,000. South Africa, Jamaica, Venezuela, and Russia round out the top five.
Damn. Yeah, I screwed up. I meant to say shit.
Okay, you're tied 1-1. Next shit or shinola. This is a military question. General Erwin Rommel was forced to drink poison for his disloyalty to the Nazi Party. Shit or shinola?
Shit.
Shinola.
That is shinola. John goes up 2-1. Rommel was a Nazi military star commanding Hitler's personal bodyguard battalion in 1939. The 7th Panzer Division that invaded France in 1940 and then in 42 at age 53. He was promoted to Field Marshal, the youngest in the German army. His brilliant African campaign earned him the nickname. Anybody know the nickname?
The Desert Rat?
The Desert Fox. Nevertheless,
Desert Rat.
His public criticisms of Hitler's leadership could not be ignored. And in 1944, he was offered a choice of poison or trial for treason. Rommel chose the former, earning the respect of even his adversaries.
I thought he was shot. Okay.
the last shitter, Shinola, gives Special Ed a chance to even the score here. In 2003, only two countries allowed state-sanctioned executions, the United States and Iraq. Shitter, Shinola.
Damn it.
In 2003,
shit,
only
shit,
two countries
I,
allowed
shit.
State-sanctioned executions.
Shit.
That is total shit. According to the 2004 Amnesty International annual report, people were legally executed in 28 countries worldwide, from Somalia and Chad to Japan and China to Iran and Saudi Arabia. The United States and Iraq are also on the list. And John takes that shit or Shinola 2-1. No, I'm sorry, 3-2.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott with our special guest.
I'm Ed.
Special Ed. And we're going to have to take it to the second part, so we'll be back with you shortly. All right?
Hi.
All right, fellas.
All right.
All right. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.